This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so glad to have you here on the call, on the Master's Call this morning. And we are tagging today, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth Thursday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, and we honor you. We glorify you for being the Most High God. You're excellent, O God, in all your ways. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that we come before you. You allow us to come before you with humble hearts, that we come before you giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. You seem fit, Father, that we wake up with another opportunity to breathe your fresh air. So, Father God, we ask that you breathe on each one of us this morning, Lord God, that we receive what you have for us this day. Lord, we thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives. We ask you that you continue to bless, Lord God, the people that are on this call. So, Father, the person that is giving the message this morning, we ask you in the name of Jesus that your anointing will overtake him or her in such a special way. Lord God, that we, your people, who are called by your name, will humble ourselves and give your name the glory and honor with all we say and with all we do to your name and to your glory. So, Father, let this day be yours. Let this day be you be glorified through this day in us, through us, and with us. And we give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we are so blessed to have each and every one of you as we carry forth with this word today. We're looking forward to God blessing each and every one of us. Host, are you there?
Good morning, our dear prayer general, Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Ada. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, our dear prayer general. You just don't know how much I love you, and there's just nothing you can do about that. Good morning, TMC family. I come to you truly humbled and thankful to greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning. My name is Ada Grace, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York via Chicago, Illinois. And welcome, welcome, welcome to TMC. Let me just tell you a little bit about our wonderful call. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th in 2010 with two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call the super fantastic lady, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. In 2015, they, of course, founded this call and ministry on scripture, and our scripture reference comes from the 88th division of Psalm, verse 13, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We start this call with prayer, as you heard Minister Brenda Terrell just prayed us, and then we will also end this call with prayer. Now, our mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And every Friday, since the inception of this call, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live in part two of our call. However, there are times in our lives when we need to have someone stand with us due to a need or a situation where we need to have someone be in agreement with prayer. And so if you like to send your prayer requests or speak to us or get in touch with us, you can do so by sending us an email at info@themasterscall. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who you heard greeted us today, or Dr. Vanessa will get back to you. Now, we also have a website for the Master's Call. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, the wonderful, the best, and the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven is Artist International. The Artist International Company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are 25 years strong, and we are super excited about the greater and newer things that are happening at Artist International. Now, if you're not familiar with Artist or don't know what I'm talking about, I invite you to get back to the person that invited you to this call. Now, immediately following this call, we have the new morning motivational call. And that call is specifically for those of us who are artist distributors or for those of you that are thinking about joining our great company. That call follows this call. And that number that you can dial is 641-715-3865. Let me give that again. Immediately following this call is the MMC call. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Well, I'm just so excited about all the things that are happening, but I do want you to save the date of June 11th. June 11th, we will be heading to Houston, so put it on your calendar. Plan to meet us there for our next artist event. Well, I think I've given you quite a bit of information now. It is time to hear what thus saith the Word of God. And our mouthpiece is someone who is very, very dear to my heart. In fact, she is my spiritual big sister. She is a mentor of mine. She is someone who has been in my life for more than 30 years when I was a scared teenager when I first met her. I am speaking about none other than Minister Wella Peterson. Minister, give me one moment here. I'm trying to get myself together here. Bless the Lord. Well, I can just tell you about it. I don't know what happened to my phone here. Oh, here we go. Minister Wella Peterson has been married to Gerald Peterson for 41 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Kenan, and Macy. After living in our hometown where I grew up and met Wella over 30 years ago, Oak Park, Illinois, she was there for 38 years. Wella and Jerry have recently retired and have moved to Tampa, Florida. But before she moved, she was an active member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois. She was part of the Tate Ministry, the evangelistic team. What Wella loved most about serving in these ministries was the ability to communicate God's love to those she encountered. Well, I invite you to go back to the website and read all about this dynamic woman of God. I'm going to get on out the way because I believe she has a great word for us. So at this time, it is my pleasure, my honor, and my delight to bring to the front of the line my dear friend, my dear sister in the Lord, Wella Peterson. Wella, are you there? Okay, Wella, I can't hear you. You may need to unmute your phone.
Good morning, Wella. You're unmuted on the board, so you need to just star stitch the phone.
Oh,
there you go.
There she is.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And my dear little sister, Ada Lovette, you know I love you so much, and I have to tell you all about Ada. She babysat for my two boys, but I did not let anybody babysit for my children if they were not at least 16 years old. Well, Ada Lovette got to babysit because she was, before she was 16, but she was really close to 16 because of the wisdom and just the character and the maturity that she had, and she still has that and more today. So, you know, I love you, my sister. Oh, my goodness. And my dear sister, Minister Brenda, thank you so much for that powerful prayer that you gave to us this morning. My TMC family, you know I love you. And Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, I thank you so much for allowing me the platform to share God's word. And I thank my Heavenly Father for seeing something in me to be used by him. I count it a privilege, oh my God, to be able to spend time in his word and to spend time with him. I am humbled and honored. So as I thought about the message for today and sought God about what I should minister on, he put on my heart something that I feel strongly about and I'm always encouraging others to do, and that's to take care of their bodies through proper nutrition, enough sleep, which I must say I can do a whole lot better in this area, and exercise. So as I bring forth the word today, I have to tell you, it's not just for you. It's for me as well. And I'm sincere when I say that because I got on the phone yesterday with my BGFF, Pastor Candy, and somebody was just about to work my last nerve. And I talked about him a little bit. Then I said, you know what, girl? I can't say that because that's what I'm ministering on tomorrow. So we know God is good. So with that, so this is definitely for me. So with that being said, the title of the message the Lord put on my heart is, How is Your Exercise Program? As we all know, the beginning of the year is when we resolve to make changes in our lives. We resolve to be better stewards of our time, our talents, and our treasures. We resolve to eat healthier and lose weight. We resolve to getting the year off to a good start by becoming a member of a health club, and we say we're going to hit the gym at least once a week. Well, according to the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association and Elizabeth Mead of Quora, 12% of new gym memberships come in January. The second week in January is the most busiest of the year. But 80% of the crowd who made that New Year's resolution drops off by the second week in February. And gyms typically sell memberships with the expectation that a mere 18% of people will go to the gym as they said they would do. Now, I don't know about you, but during the holiday season, from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day, I set out to really, really, really enjoy myself eating because I tell myself at the beginning of the new year, I am going to hit the gym and work off the pounds I've gained during the year. Now, I have to say I am very thankful for the corporate fast here on the TMC call because it not only gets me centered spiritually, but physically as well as I decide to rid my diet of the foods I fasted on during the holiday season. Now, don't get me wrong, I eat pretty healthy on a regular basis. However, while on vacation, and don't let it be an all-inclusive vacation, or during the holidays, I seem to really enjoy all, and that's capital letters, the food. And then I complain about the 5 to 8 pounds that I need to lose in order to fit comfortably in my clothes. So, in addition to the corporate fast, I resolve to exercise by doing aerobics, walking, and bike riding. I know you can relate. So just as we commit to an exercise program to get our physical bodies in good condition, not only just so we can look good, but to do things like lower our cholesterol levels, our blood pressure, or to maintain those levels, or even to improve our heart rate, to control type 2 diabetes, the same holds true to committing an exercise program for our mouths. I know you've heard the saying, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to what happens to you. You have also heard the saying, you know you're crazy if you talk to yourself. Well, I'm reading a book that's entitled, You're Crazy If You Don't Talk to Yourself, and that's by Steve Backlund. As a teacher, I took an assignment for 1 year as a librarian at a school in a very rough neighborhood in the inner city of Chicago. The majority of the children did not want to go to the scheduled library period and acted as such. I found myself talking to myself daily about how terrible the children were and how I hated the job. Before the children came to class, I would oftentimes put blessed oil on the bottom of my feet and walk around the library and anoint the chairs where the children would sit. And I prayed, and yet I would find myself talking so negative about the children and position at the end of the day. Now, how different would my day have been if I had backed up my ritual of walking through the library with blessed oil on the bottoms of my feet, praying and following my prayers with scripture when the children became unruly? I had not exercised my organ, my mouth, my ears, and my eyes. You know how we exercise to develop our muscles so we can be physically fit? Well, the same holds true with those organs, the eyes, the ears, and the mouth in particular. And I'm going to focus on the mouth today. Developing these organs will enable us to not only be physically fit, but spiritually and emotionally fit as well. Let's get the power that is rightfully ours through exercising our external organs, our mouth. James 3 makes the analogy between the bits in a horse's mouth that they may obey, and with it turn the whole body, and a large ship being turned by a small rudder. A modern-day analogy would be to compare the steering wheel, which is so small, to being able to turn the very direction of our cars. Even so, the tongue is a small muscular organ in our bodies, and we can change the very course of our lives by how we turn it and how we use it. Ephesians 6:10-12 tells us, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. The enemy has us fighting against the wrong thing. Satan has us fighting against what is seen, the problems and challenges we are facing, instead of against what which is unseen, the spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, but when we put on that whole armor of God, and when we fix our mouths right, and remind ourselves that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, we can take down any stronghold the enemy has against us. We can combat any and all fears and doubts by talking to ourselves about the word of God and by saying only what God says about us. Proverbs 18:21 tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Deuteronomy 30:19 tells us, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And that's not like cuss words, but curse. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Proverbs 18:21 is an incredible verse. And so is Deuteronomy 30:19 for anyone who is committed to changing the course of their life and to their environment. Life is in the power of the tongue. Meditate on these words. Say them out loud and team those words with Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God, who gave life to the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Don't fight the negative report. Don't be moved by it. Don't talk to the dead. Don't talk about how unruly your children are. Talk to yourself and encourage yourself. Tell yourself how you want it to be. The challenge is to resist any word that comes against the knowledge of God. Satan wants you to get what you already have and not having what you are believing God for. Satan wants us to doubt anything God told us that he will do for us. Hold Satan down in this area with faith. Now, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God's word clearly tells us in 3 John 2, Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers. So when you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you about your arthritis, your cancer, your diabetes, your heart disease, stop him right then and there and say, it's not mine. I didn't ask for it. do not own it. Commit 3 John 2 or to your life. Cover yourself with 1 Peter 2:24. He who bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. So say, I am healed. I call my heart strong. I speak to every joint, sinew, muscle, organ, tissue, ligament, in Jesus' name. Be a divine healing technician. Smokers, never say, I am addicted to cigarettes. No. From now on, say, in the past, I was addicted to cigarettes. However, the Lord has set me free. How is your exercise program? I was talking with someone last week about what a blessing it is that they no longer smoke. Now, remember what I said. I encouraged the person to say, in the past, I was addicted to cigarettes. However, they insisted that they were still a smoker. Well, I guess so, if you say so. So it's what we say that's going to happen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Over 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with something called ankylosing spondylitis, better known as AS. Notice I said I was diagnosed with it, not that I have it, because I do not own it. AS is a fusing of the vertebrae that can impair the flexibility of one's body. However, I have committed Ezekiel 37 over my life, and it reads in part starting in verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can these dry bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5 says, thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And verse 7 says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones became together, bone to bone. For the sake of time, I will not read the rest of this account. However, read it on your own and be encouraged by how Ezekiel obeyed God. And because I believe God brought life to the dry bones, meaning the conditional of Israel's hope and the miracle required to bring the nation back to life, he can bring life to my vertebrae. Nothing is too hard for God. So what are the dry bones in your life? Don't say what you don't have or what you can't do. Exercise your right that God has given you and speak over it with the word of God. It all starts about saying something. If God had to say something to get heaven and earth established with all its form and beauty, then you know we have to say something to get a positive change in our lives. So when you are anxious, when you feel anxious, say, I am anxious for nothing, according to Philippians 4:6. I am beautiful, according to Psalm 149:4. I am changed, according to 1 Samuel 10:6. I am confident, according to 1 John 4:17. I am faithful, according to Revelation. God is faithful, according to Revelation 17:14. I am favored, according to Job 10:12. I am forgiven. I am healthy, according to Deuteronomy 7:14. I am prosperous, according to Psalm 1:3. I am provided for, according to Philippians 4:19 and Matthew 6:33. I am not going to be able to get through the entire part of what the Lord put on my heart to give to you this morning, but I pray that what I have said has encouraged somebody in some way. I love you, my TMC family, and I will turn you back over to our host. Host, are you there?
Amen, amen. What are the dry bones in your life? Amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for that on-time word, and I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious and holy Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humble, truly thankful, and grateful for your servant, Willa, Minister Willa. We ask right now that you pour back virtue into her And we thank you for that word that for many of us are saying amen as well as ouch. Thank you for the reference of scripture, Lord God, that we can meditate on day and night. Father God, we want to remember today to call out Kendra Carter. We ask that you continue to speak healing to her crown, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We call out Leroy, Dorothy Cook's son, asking for healing, Father God. We pray for all of those that are continuing to work through the process of bereavement. We pray for those that are expecting babies and grandbabies in the name of Jesus. We lift up our company, our Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, and our new executive president, Mr. Clement Boyd. We thank you for the new day at Artists International. Lord, we pray for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our precious mothers that are represented on this call, the entire TMC family. We ask all these things in your precious and holy son's name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but with all those scripture references, I couldn't write as fast as Minister Willard was giving them to him, so I definitely will be checking out the playback. And if you would like to listen to the playback for this call, you may do so by calling 712-432-1085. Let me give that to you again. The playback for this call is 712-432-1085. And it's the same code that you dial in today, 957-677-POUND. Now, at this time, we are preparing to head over to the new morning motivational call. You don't want to miss what's going on in Artists International. There is a movement. There is a passion. There is a rebirth, if you will, at Artists International. And to find out more about our wonderful health and wellness company, you can head over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865. Once again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. I want to take this opportunity and thank our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, for all that you do and for greeting and seating God's people in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. We so love and appreciate you. Minister Willa Peterson, my dear big sister who I so love, thank God for you. And thank you for the word that you brought forth today that the Lord put on your heart. At this time, dear woman of God, would you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Yes, thank you, my little sister. God has made it. The formula is very simple, and we just need to follow it. He told us in Mark 11:22 to have faith in God. He told us in Mark 11:23-24, for surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, so you see we have to say something, be removed and cast into the sea, and that mountain is anything in your life that's beyond your ability, and do not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever, not just something, but whatever he says. Therefore, it says, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, that means we got to pray, but remember, we have to ask. Believe you have received them, and you will have them. The formula doesn't get any simpler than that. Lord, we thank you so much for blessing us with such a formula that you gave us step-by-step instructions. Now, Lord, cause us to walk it out, to seek your formula, and to trust you that we can do it, because you have given us the strength to do all things in you. We give you praise, and we call it done. Now, bless each and every person as we go out this day, our brothers and our sisters, that we say only what you say about us as we exercise the program that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.